Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, I can't live in denial anymore. I can't play your weak-minded games. Just to everybody out there. I mean, they built camps all over the place publicly. They got secret police everywhere. They stage terror attacks. They're poisoning our water. And I don't even know why I'm doing this radio show, frankly. We're going to beat these people if we can just get out of denial and admit we got criminals running things, murdering control freak dominators who enjoy stealing your private property, who want your guns. Don't you understand evil? Don't any of you know history? I'm sorry, Ted. I've been holding 30 minutes to come on, and I've just been ranting. It's just, I even have to argue with people that don't understand it's important to have gold and silver or storable food or firearms or potassium iodate. Ted, all right, so you got some of those limited coins. What else do you have, Ted?
I can tell you right now, we're talking about the $5 gold piece, and here's the issue right now. I've got everybody calling me up, and they're saying, what about gold confiscation? We have the banks that are failing around us. We got the government trying to bail them out. What about gold confiscation? Well, the fact of the matter is that Franklin Delano Roosevelt confiscated gold in 1933.
Criminal piece of filth.
Exactly. But he did not take coins of collector realm, and these coins were issued by the United States government as a collector piece. The issue is that, I mean, I've been offering these $5 gold pieces years ago. They're gone. Nobody was able to get them. There's nothing out there. I've got a situation where I have a supply of $5 gold pieces that you can get your hands on. They're out of existence. There's been nothing out there.
How much are they, Ted?
Well, currently right now, the coins are at 384. But the neat part about these is that they're all proof and they're all certified by professional coin grading services, Numismatic Guarantee Corporation. They're all sitting in their slabs, been certified.
Let me just stop you, Ted. I think that's a great deal and a great coin, but I'm just going to be honest. You know, we shouldn't turn our gold in when these murdering bastards ask for it. People say, well, why should I have gold? They can just confiscate it. Well, they can take your kids, too. They can take your house. They can take anything because they're murdering, scumbag, filthy, degenerate bankers that have punks and thugs who think they're God in uniforms that work for them. And I say they can go right to hell, Ted. I'm not giving these bastards anything.
I agree with you 100%.
Pieces of filth, pieces of trash, degenerate criminals, scum filth.
There's no way that anybody can argue with that point. I mean, there's no reason why Franklin Delano Roosevelt should have taken the liability. The banks owed the gold to the people. It was on deposit. The certificates that the people were trying to turn in said redeemable in gold. Franklin Delano Roosevelt took the gold from the people.
I know, Tarpley's a great guy, but I don't want to. He just keeps plugging that idiot, the guy that helped take over the bankers, Roosevelt. But whatever. The point is, what other coins you got to offer, Ted?
Well, again, if you want something that's real close to melt, something that's tradable, something that you can use as money, the Frank coin is the best coin to get. I've been talking about that for a long time. It is something that's...
How much are the Franks?
They are currently trading right now at 198. And you can get into those, and you can use those as money. And the $5 gold piece, same thing. I mean, I can tell you right now, there are a lot of people buying these when gold is at $300 an ounce, or selling these things for $99. They've tripled their money on this. Guess what's going to happen in the future? This particular coin right now that's trading at 384, just following the same trend, is going to be worth over $1,000 a piece.
All right, 800-686-2237. The whole point is you can't get gold right now for most places. Ted has them without any premium on them, and he bought them before gold went up 50-something bucks this week. So bottom line, Ted, this is a great deal.
You can't get a better deal, Alex, I swear. The stuff that's out, there's nothing out there. Go to your local coin store and try to buy any kind of quantity of anything. There's nothing out there.
800-686-2237. Do you still have British sovereigns?
Yes, we have the British sovereigns as well, and we still have the silver like we talked about.
800-686-2237. Folks, you can keep your money in the bank. In fact, I recommend you do that and go to a FEMA account.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to get back to your calls. I wanted to go to Dustin in Germany. He was up next, but got tired of holding. You can call back, Dustin, if you can get through. Puts you to the head of the line at 1-800-259-9231. All right, I cut you off there, Ted. Just at the end, again, you're the owner of Genesis Communications. You also been in the gold business and silver business for 30 years, one of the most trusted names out there. That's why you can still get gold and silver from the international dealers when most brokers can't. I go to a lot of the other sites and brokers. I mean, they have nothing, or they say, we have one coin per person, and then there's huge premiums. That's all over the news. How are you not putting a 30, 40% premium on coins? Oh, Ted's running back in the studio right now. Oh, whatever, man. Whatever. Classic. Yeah, Ted, I guess you didn't hear my question. How do you get coins when a lot of people are sold out or they're having it at a huge premium? How are you getting it internationally when they've got 30, 40% premiums on coins everywhere else?
Well, I mean, you got to be connected. I mean, I've been around for 30 years. I know who's dealing where. What, you know, I've got people that I've got connections with in Europe. Got connections all over the United States. We're able to hold physical supply because I'm able to get it, where a lot of coin dealers and this kind of thing, you know, they don't do that much business volume. In addition to this, a lot of people are just getting started in the business. Looks like a hot business, so why not get into the gold business? And trying to buy gold and silver coins right now is a tough job. Trying to find people to buy gold and silver coins right now is not that tough. I mean, there's people coming out of the woodwork from everywhere that want this stuff. The way that I do it is I try to look into the marketplace and examine it. I've been following gold for 30 years now. I can kind of tell when things are bottoming out and what's going to happen. And you kind of look at the financial news. Robert Prechter, Elliott Wave Theory. There's a lot of things that I look at. And I try to make a guesstimate as to what's going to happen here. When we had that bailout coming along, the prices of gold were coming down. I just thought, I'm going to have to pick some up here at some of the lower levels. And then the prices start shooting up. And then I got supply and I can deliver. That's the main thing. There's a lot of things that I can't get either. I just have to continue to look into the marketplace, try to find out what I can buy that's a reasonable price, something that's actually going to be good for my customers to have. And then strike my best deal, buy as much as I can, and keep it in supply.
Well, Ted, it's a very simple equation, it looks like to me. You've been in the business a long time. You buy in bulk, and so you're still able to get the really low prices, and then you pass that on to the customers with a tiny markup.
Yeah, we've always tried to keep the margins very thin, as thin as we can keep them, because the customers get more gold and silver that way.
Right.
They're happier. Yeah,
you got great deals on francs, great deals on British sovereigns, and great deals on the what was that particular?
It's a $5 gold piece. If you ever get a chance to pick up a red book, you can see that the United States Mint has been issuing to collectors only $5 gold pieces since about 1987, and they've been issuing it at a price that's about this level. This is getting back.
Okay, well, let's just give them a number again: 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, 800-686-2237. If anybody is interested, give us a call.
All right, thanks. All right, I'm going to try to get in a better mood here because I know we have millions of people listening. And see, this isn't a radio show. This isn't about my ego or about all this stuff. I know they built real camps. I know they're murdering terrorists that carried out terror attacks. I know they put poison in our food and water and lie to people state to state saying it's the law, you got to take shots, and they have thousands of kids in Austin show up at Zilker Park or at sports stadiums to take shots, believing it's the law. I know they do it in Maryland. I know they do it. I mean, it's just, you're a bankrupt group of scum. I know you are, and it's a nation of cowardly scum that do whatever they're told and are delusional cowards. Okay? That's it. We're an easy-to-roll, fat, dumb, and happy nation of idiots with hardcore murdering scientists running it. That's it. Okay? You want to know what it is? That's what it is. DynCorp, Halliburton run giant kidnapping rings of children. It's all over the news. No one even gets in trouble. Comes out in congressional hearings. No one gets in trouble. That's who we're dealing with. Just lawless, murdering global mafia that hired a bunch of scientists 120 years ago and said, how do we scientifically suppress and dumb people down? And now they're looting the whole country, the dollar, the currency, our whole future. And you know what? I just come to grips with it. I, every day, make myself face how real it is. The election fraud, all of it. So I'm not trying to be negative here, and I got a lot of other stuff to play and go over and clips and information to cover. Let's just try to get to all your calls here. Brad in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to kind of comment that you got to cheer up.
Yeah, they're just putting poison in our water and running giant pipelines. It came out that every major youth facility the state run was run by pedophiles, and they had public rapings where the cops and judges would pull up and go in to rape children. I mean, and no one got in trouble.
Six months ago, I was one of these people you're talking about that doesn't know about this information, and I heard your show, and actually heard you talk on another radio station as well. At first I was kind of pissed. I was frustrated, but you know what? I looked up some of this stuff that you've been talking about, and that's when I started to become enlightened. And I think what these people that have been calling in on today in this show and probably in other ones that are to come that are frustrated or yelling at you or trying to bring you down, I think that's more out of fear. I mean, because the things you're talking about freak people out. It freaks people out. And I think you need to look
at it that way. Oh, brother, I'm freaked out too.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to see it that way. So don't let them bring you down because they're acting out of fear and they're scared. And I want to thank you as a fellow human being and as fellow American that you're actually putting this information out here. And I think you had another caller that was asking, well, what should we do? And you mentioned, you know, getting flyers on our cars, starting blogs. I mean, is that it? Can we do more?
No, make your own films. Put video to clips. I mean, the web is where we can reach.
Run for office? I mean, what?
Run for office. Go to your county commissioner's court or city council. Read the civilian inmate labor camp program from the Army itself and hand out to everybody in there, the crowd of people, the county commissioners, their aides. Hand them little printouts. You know, come with 100. Here's from the Army with camps. This was secret until a few years ago. See, that's an evil, corrupt government running secret camps. And I mean, you know, it's all a process. We can't trust these people. You know, I mean, that's what happens. You get evil people in, they bring more evil people in, then they bring in more people in, and then they bring in more evil people. And we've reached a critical mass of just arrogant criminals. Like to hurt people. They like to cheat people. They like to con people. They enjoy it. And so the sky's the limit with these people. They're not going to give us quarter. They're not going to stop. And I'm sick of it, man. I'm tired of them. You know, Ted talked about Roosevelt. I talked to my grandmother about it. She remembers it. She's like 85 years old now. You know, they came and they made them all turn their gold in for paper money. And then they doubled the price of it. And people should have just told them no, but we were still trusting. It's criminals.
Well, Alex, you've been talking about this for 13 years. You take it for granted. There's people there hearing this information for the first time. And it's kind of hard to digest because it's a lot of stuff. And, you know, I think the best way to understand for somebody who's been a while is that you've been enlightened all this. Is like in a movie like The Matrix, where Neo takes the blue or red pill. Starting to understand and see the facts here, I mean, it's a shocker. It changes your perspective on things, and it freaks people out. I mean, some people won't be able to handle it.
Well, it's not going to stop until we wake up. And I just get discouraged by Barack Obama is going to do everything Bush did more, and all these idiots refuse to even look at the evidence. I mean, they'll read an article on PrisonPlanet.com with all the facts, like meet the new boss, same as the old boss, and then they'll just comment under it, oh, you just don't like Democrats and black people. And we just gave them all the proof, and they don't even care. It's like Republicans that wouldn't wake up to Bush. They're just so wedded to lies that they're going to allow themselves to be destroyed.
Well, I think maybe folks think, you know what, at the beginning, initially, really, I was saying the same stuff. But I actually looked up the facts, because you actually gave some sources, and I started looking this stuff up. That's when I started to see stuff myself. And I think, obviously, people need to change their minds themselves. You're never going to change somebody's mind, you know, by just forcing it. They have to see the facts. They have to enlighten themselves and decide that this is what's going on. And I think that's what's important. Obviously, you're putting the information out there, and that's great. I'm grateful for you doing that.
Well, look. I don't do the best job at this, and I shouldn't blow up and freak out. But the main reason I've been able to wake up so many people is the fact that it's real. I really am concerned. I really am freaked out. And, you know, people can say, oh, well, that's fear-mongering. Look at what's happening. Everything we told people is happening. I was only reading their own documents. They say they're doing it to us. They say they're going to kill us. Don't people understand that?
I apologize if you mentioned this before in another show. I only have a limited opportunity to listen to it every once in a while. You mentioned something about globalist papers about basically this is all documented what they're actually going to do, this New World Order, that there's actually sources of information for that? Where is that?
United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments. I've given them the year numbers. It's in Endgame.
Okay.
It's in Club of Rome documents. It's in CFR documents. It's in, you know, I told you 10 years ago they were going to have carbon rationing and a global card, regionalized, run by the banks. That's all in IMF and World Bank documents. I could sit here and pull them all up like I did civilian inmate labor camp programs. Just take the terms I say and Google it, and you'll find it on government websites. And it's all compartmentalized. They'll have one big piece of it in this and another piece in this. But you lay them all side by side, it's all clearly stated. It's all right there.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys out there. All right, we're going to come back and go to David, Andrew, Lee, David, and others on the other side. And then I'm going to play all these audio clips. I'm going to do a bunch of other news and pull up a little bit here. It's just, I'm just nauseated.
lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 6, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $755. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $778.26, $389.13 for the half ounce, and $194.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $778.26, $389.13, and $194.57.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Look, I will, because I haven't even gotten into all this election news and all this information. I do all this research before the show, and then half the time I don't even get to much of it because I start ranting. Somebody calls up and says, where's the proof of the concentration camps? And I just can't believe people can't find this on their own or even in doubt. And then once you show the public, they say, okay, well, we need camps. And how they did the bailout and then kept all the money. We knew they'd do that. I mean, they're just... That tells you they're going for broke. David in California, then Andrew, Lee, and others. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Alex Jones. Good to be talking to you finally again.
Yeah.
Question. I've talked to you over the past 6 years. I've talked to you three times, and now I'm asking for your advice again. I got a call from my boss yesterday. He's sick and tired of it all. And we're planning on infiltrating the central committees, going to their meetings, making some noise. Is there any advice you can give us?
Well, you're talking about going to local political events and things?
Right, exactly.
Well, I mean, I would just go and act friendly and give them copies of films. That's what the most effective things. People are visual learners, especially now in the TV age where nobody really reads. You can give them audio CDs. You can go and say, well, why isn't Obama ending the war? Why isn't Obama repealing all these drug laws? Or you can get the conservatives fired up and go, look, he's openly announcing he's coming after the guns. I mean, they're in the news today saying it. I mean, their instinct is to disarm the slaves. They understand that, that it's about domination. If they can't get you on welfare and in a slave grid where you can't own guns and government projects, they'll just take your guns. And so I think really, you know, hammer that gun control aspect, that they're coming for our guns, and that they're, you know, we don't need more of these federalized police. That's what all your local cops are, basically federalized now. I mean, we just got to fight their system.
Yeah, because I know I went to a meeting last year and I stepped in right into the lion's lair. It was during the Ron Paul campaign, and boy, they tried to shut us down real quick. But there was 10 of us and 10 of them.
Well, when you say Central Committee, what did you go to?
Actually, I went to the Young Republicans. It was a branch of the Kern County Central Committee.
Yeah.
Which is led by I'm sure you've heard of him, Mark Abernathy, whose wife was part of the putting of the reinstating the fairness doctrine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you get is they understand controlling the grassroots is important. So over your local liberals and local conservatives, you've got these establishment hacks who are part of the system, and then they report up the chain of command, and it's all about neutralizing people. It's all about suckering people. It's all about deceiving the public. It's all about controlling both parties. And, yeah, we just need more people to physically go into the machine and witness what's happening and then tell others.
Okay. We're going.
And believe me, the system knows that we're growing, that liberty's expanding. That's why they're admitting they're spying on people, admitting they're going to use the army. You know, they're trying to intimidate those of us in the know. They're trying to say, yeah, we, you know, that's why they got TV shows where they demonize constitutionalists and patriots, and where, you know, in the different dramas, you know, the patriots are going to blow something up. It's all part of that false reality because we are a threat to these criminals. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, if the dollar is devalued in January, how will that affect the average American?
Well, that's in the newspapers that they're talking about devaluing it and having a new currency. I don't know if they're going to do it then, but the point is, how will that affect what?
Just the average American citizen.
Your savings will be debased. Your buying power will be debased. I mean, that's basically all it comes down to, is that people on fixed incomes will be hurt the worst. People won't be able to pay for their houses. It'll accelerate people defaulting on credit cards. The feds are talking about not even letting you default, not even letting you get out of a mortgage, somehow seizing everything you've got separate from that. It just means they're closing in. They want to bring down the economy and have a police state to orderly take everything we've got and bring us into being a third world nation really overnight, like Argentina or Greenland.
Do you have any idea how much they're thinking about devaluing the dollar?
I mean, they're already devalued it massively. I mean, it's just going to continue with hyperinflation over 20% a year.
Okay, it's just going to be a gradual process then.
Well, I mean, no, they're talking about openly killing the dollar as the world reserve currency. And if they do that, then countries, we're not going to be able to buy all these slave goods anymore as cheap. So a DVD player won't be $30 anymore. It'll be $100.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to come right back, and I'm going to finish up with a few other callers that have been holding the longest at 1-800-259-9231, and then I'm going to get into these huge stacks of news and audio clips that I have in front of me as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
For new listeners, I know we have a lot of new affiliates tuning in. I'm not always this depressed or this angry or this outraged. And I challenge new listeners. You know, you hear me talk about Dyncorp and Halliburton with child kidnapping rings? That's the Chicago Tribune. You can Google those terms and watch C-SPAN hearings on it. And, you know, I get up here on air and I really focus in on all this stuff and it freaks me out. But I assure you, it's all true and worse. And so, I don't know the solutions. I don't know what to do. I don't know either. I don't know. I just know we've got to wake people up. And I know what We Are Change is doing. How they're going out, how they're waking people up, how they're reaching out to people. How they're confronting all these politicians. You know, that's what I've been doing for 13 years, going into press conferences, asking real questions. That shakes them up right there. That gets coverage right there. It's just press back against them. They may have the high ground and commit their crimes in uniform and commit their crimes in their offices, and they all work together to cover each other's butts, but that's all being revealed. These people have a 9% approval rating, and it's dropping, and they know. And they hope they can sucker you with Obama, but they know that's not going to last long. That's why they're taking the gloves off and going, okay, the army's here. That's why they want to bankrupt you, so you don't have money. So you're starving to death. So you're right at subsistence. So you got to leave your kids at school 15 hours a day, you know, after school now, to work 2-3 jobs so the state can raise them. These are social engineers. These are cold-blooded people. And being in denial is what's brought us to this point. Okay, I got to hurry now because I got a lot coming up. Let's go ahead and who's up next here? Is it Austin in L.A.? Lee in Arizona. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lee.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I've been following your work for a really long time, and you're a personal hero of mine, and I'd just like to thank you for doing God's work. And I wanted to maybe see if you talk about a little bit of the Army mind control programs and some of the things. I think they're dehumanizing the police and they're dehumanizing the Army so that they are just going to blindly follow this thing and blindly round up American citizens.
In Afghanistan and Iraq, they admit they've been testing amnesiacs, aggression drugs, steroids, other things on the troops. That was in Wired magazine about 4 years ago. And the headline was the Marshall Plan, or the new Marshall Plan, because the name of their futurist is Dr. Marshall. And that's just one place of thousands where they admit it. But mainly it's social conditioning, not letting you sleep, shaving your head, brainwashing you, screaming at you. That's what fraternities and all that are. You know, that's just having fun. And Limbaugh said, the torture at Abu Ghraib, that's like a fraternity prank. But in a way, those are lighter forms of how the cults thousands of years ago would brainwash their members, making them stand in freezing water, not letting them eat, screaming at them for days on end. Mm-hmm. And then that breaks you down, and there was a value of going through that crisis to you psychologically, and so now you're part of this brotherhood. It's not really it's there to use you, abuse you, throw you out, you're garbage to it, but you're mind controlled. I mean, what are people chanting and yelling with shaved heads, dressed the same? If anybody else does that, it's a cult. But when it's the military, it's wonderful and it's good. And I'm not overall saying to have good soldiers and beat people that, you know, historically there hadn't, you know, that some of that regimentation and mind control didn't make good soldiers. It did. But now it's much more sophisticated and the public's being brainwashed through TV and media and, you know, not just the semantics or the way they twist it, but just the whole deal. But more importantly, it's selection. They find out who likes to kill families. They find out, you know, it's institutionalized, how to leave a drop weapon when you kill innocent people. They promote the guys that kill innocent people. And the people that don't like it, well, you know, they just kick them out or send them home or, you know, put them in the frontline combat. But the guys that answer the questionnaires, you know, that they will fire on American citizens, they get promoted. You understand?
What about, like, pharmaceutical companies and different things like that? You think, like, Prozac and...
Well, that's in the news today, that they're not just giving total immunity to the vaccine makers. Now they're about to give total immunity. That's up on Infowars.com right now. To all the drug makers. See, now they're saying, hey, melamine's good for you. Hey, mercury's good. Hey, you know what? Doesn't matter what a drug does. We're just not going to say it hurts you anymore, even if it kills you. See, I mean, it's just total corruption. We're going to steal everything from the banks. We're going to make you take drugs that kill you and then give total immunity to the people who made them. I mean, see, we're going to let private corporations take your private property now. You know, that was a Supreme Court ruling 3 years ago. I mean, they're just going for broke. They're just doing whatever they want. They are just, they're dropping the pretense of any freedom or checks and balances. They're just going for broke, brother.
Yeah, totally. Well, thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
Thank you. I'm sorry to have to put it that way, folks, but that's what's so scary about this. Even people that are into corruption, they only see their own little corruption. They only see the money they're getting, the power they're getting. They're not even thinking about how it's systemic, how everything's going to collapse around them, too. And they're not conscious, but the social engineers are. Austin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I actually grew up in North Texas around where you did, and as a kid witnessed the same kind of dehumanization and all that that's so systemic around Texas and whatnot, and it was just really, really bad, really sickening to me, so I ended up out here in L.A., but it's just crazy. Even my friends who are 9/11 truthers out here, They still want to drink the Kool-Aid and believe that Obama is going to fix everything. And I'm getting all these text messages, Obama's, you know, the new savior. And I really don't understand the disconnect there. These educated people still believing that somehow they're going to be saved. But I also wanted to let you know about the movement and even mainstream music. I'm not sure if you're aware. You probably are, but Pearl Jam and also Smashing Pumpkins are big into the 9/11 movement. On Pearl Jam's second to last album, they had a song called Inside Job, and Smashing Pumpkins on their, I believe, latest album, video with 9/11 Truth in it and a lot of different things. Just didn't know if you were aware of that.
I am aware of that, and that's the good news. That's the good news, is that the alternative media, the 9/11 Truth movement, is huge. It's getting stronger every day. But the establishment hopes to kind of, with Obama, oh, look, everything's changed. You can forget about that now. And if we do, they'll stage more terror. We have taken their one of their favorite tools away from them now, to where they know people are watching and listening and people understand who has the motive to stage terror. But the other big issue is people want to hope for change. They want to, you know, look at the silver lining. The problem is we see Obama's cabinet. We see what he said he's going to do. We see the policies he's already pushing. We know he's New World Order. We know when the media starts saying somebody's a messiah, this is the media that told us Iraq had WMDs and carried out 9/11. We know we're in deep trouble. Now, all you do is you say, well, let's see if we end the war then. Well, let's see if they stop the torture. Well, let's see if they repeal the Patriot Act. Well, let's see if what he does with the bankers. And this honeymoon is going to be very, very short. And so we've got to be there to hold, just like we did with George Bush, Barack Obama's feet to the fire. We have to be there and just point out he's a puppet. And you know, obviously right now there's a mass delusion going on with about 35, 40% of the population. We have to also now work on conservatives. They can finally be deprogrammed after their experience with Bush, now with Obama. They're now ready to see the evil of the government, because now it has a democratic guise. So by opening the door with that, then you could explain to them the whole paradigm and deprogram them. Just like so many leftists I know stopped being leftists and became constitutionalists, freedom lovers, and went out and bought guns and woke up to the New World Order, and a lot of them are awake to Obama now. So the paradigm is shifting. It's just that they're kind of suckering some folks back in with Obama, but that will be very, very short-lived, because he said, get ready for pain. You know, get ready for the pain. I mean, he's even said that. Get ready. I saw a comment in the message board. You know, what are we going to see from Obama? And the person said, well, it's what Cassius Clay or whatever his name is in Rocky II said, when they said, what's going to happen with this fight? And he says, pain. I mean, get ready for pain. Get ready for a mass raping. And the zombies will wake up pretty darn quick. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 22, and there's, you know, being youth, there's a lot that we can do. I'm trying to give talks in my churches. I have, you know, 56-year-old people listening to me because of the economic crash, and just being really educated in the historical background, going back even into the 1800s, really helps make your case and awaken these people, because they may not listen to recent history and IRS is a fraud and all that, but they will listen when you have your facts straight, and when you go over it detailed in a, you know, logical fashion.
Yeah.
How this is all.
Austin,
happened.
I appreciate your call. I got to start getting to some clips and some news, or I'll never cover it. We'll continue with Warren and many others, Heather and others that are patiently holding. If my voice is a little more raspy than usual, I've got a sore throat today and a cough, so bear with me. I've been pausing a bit today. I've been doing a lot of extra broadcasting. Let's go ahead and play Ralph Nader on Fox News. If you can go up to PrisonPlanet.com and actually read the story that Paul Watson wrote about it and actually watch the YouTube video later, it's even more powerful. To see Shepard Smith trying to pause and act all real outraged and how dare you talk bad about Barack Obama. And this isn't about Fox News or even Ralph Nader. It's about the grandstanding, the posing, the posturing that we see about, Oh, you're saying he can either be a Uncle Sam or an Uncle Tom. Oh, how dare you use that racist term. That was a term used by blacks about black people that sell them out. And see, Ralph Nader used it, but when you got a dumbed-down population doesn't know what words mean, Shepard Smith just goes, tattletale. I can't believe you said that. And then the liberal sites is what's incredible. Nobody can say that was racist by Ralph Nader. But it's the mind control, the political correctness. But the dumbed-down public doesn't know what Uncle Tom's Cabin is. Doesn't know about that book that empowered and black people and really woke them up. And a lot of whites that read it. Again, it's ignorance. It'd be kind of like if I said, some word people didn't know what it meant. I mean, this is just so ridiculous. But again, now Fox News defending Barack Obama. Here it is.
Guess who's here? The Independent Party candidate Ralph Nader. This is his second run for the presidency since he played spoiler in the close 2000 contest. This year, he was on the ballot in 45 states plus D.C. This year, he was polling about 1%. Ralph, he spoke to Fox News Radio's Houston affiliate today and said this.
To put it very simply, he is our first African-American president, or he will be, and we wish him well. But his choice, basically, is whether he's going to be Uncle Sam for the people of this country or Uncle Tom for the giant corporation.
Really? Ralph Nader? What was that?
It's very simple. He has gone along with corporate power from the moment he entered politics in the state Senate. Voted for the Wall Street bailout. Supports expanding military budget that is desired by the military-industrial complex. It doesn't really have a tax reform thing for the ordinary fellow in this country. Opposes single payer, full Medicare for all, because the giant HMOs, Aetna and Cigna, do. Doesn't have a living wage. He's supposed to be respectful of the poor. Hardly mentions him in his speech. It's all the middle class. Doesn't have a comprehensive program.
And you utter the words Uncle Tom? Are you
kidding? That's the question.
Me?
Yeah, that's the question he's got. He's the first African American.
He didn't have to face it till it came out of your mouth. I mean, I just wonder if you don't realize that you had a number of supporters out there. You were running a percentage this year. You were reduced to irrelevant. And I just wonder now if that's what you want your legacy to be. The man who on the night that the first African American president in the history of this nation was elected, you ask if he's going to be Uncle Sam or Uncle Tom.
Yeah, of course, because he's turned his back on 100 million poor people in this country, African Americans and Latinos and poor whites, and we're going to hold them to higher standards. This is not an unprecedented career move, in the White House. We expect more of Barack Obama.
You were reduced to complete irrelevance here. You weren't able to play spoiler. Will you run again?
Look, I don't like bullies like you. I can't see you. You can pull the plug on me. I'm looking in a dark camera.
You said, Uncle Tom, I didn't say it, sir, with respect.
I said that's the question he has to answer. He can become a great president, or he can become a toady for the corporate powers that have brought both parties to their knees against working people in this country and have allowed our country to be hijacked by global corporations who have no allegiance to this country other than to ship its jobs and industries to fascist and communist dictators abroad who know how to keep their workers in their place. This is reality here. This is not show business. It's not celebrity politics. There are people suffering in this country, and we expect a great presidency from Barack Obama, and we're going to try to hold his feet to the fire.
I just wonder if, in hindsight, you wish you'd used a phrase other than Uncle Tom.
Not at all.
Fair enough.
You know what the historic...
Thanks very much. Yes. We'll have a response from our panel in just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we are back live. We are back live here. You can go watch the rest of the video because later in it he cuts to the info babes and they say, it's just terrible. His career is over. This racism is amazing. And the liberal site said, absolutely, Ralph Nader is a bigoted piece of trash. Because they're controlled by the establishment. They are controlled by the money men. They understand mob psychology. They understand human psychology. And just like for 8 years, 7 years and three quarters, the idiot Republicans, George Bush, torture of children was good. Secret arrest was good. The end of the Bill of Rights, warrantless wiretapping, preachers hired to brainwash their congregations by FEMA. Oh, it's all good. Now they're all, oh no, Obama's doing all this. And they're acting like Obama is bringing in all these new police state policies when they were set up under Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush, and now Barack Obama. It's just now coming to a big stinking head.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today. While the public's busy watching the WWF wrestling match between McCain and Obama,
in constant sorrow,
the shadow government didn't even shadow anymore. Openly getting rid of the dollar, setting up world government, right in front of everybody. All these stupid, shallow yuppies who don't have any other religion. Their religion is loving the fake coolness of a black president. Not that I'm against a black president, but just the whole fakeness of it and the being trendy and imagining everything's changed, just feeling good. Imagining that if they imagine something, it makes it reality. More phone calls and a ton of news on Obama and the election coming up in the next hour, and We Are Change pops in later. But right now, I wanted to play this 6-minute clip. We'll come back and finish the next segment. But I think in about 6.5 minutes, I really broke it down on Russia Today, that the U.S. has been seized by the New World Order. just like Russia's been seized by an element of the New World Order. And, well, here it is.
Obama won't take over from George Bush until January, but the nature and policies of his presidency are already being anticipated. Well, joining me now by phone from Texas is political commentator and talk show host Alex Jones. Alex, thanks very much indeed for joining us. There you are, a man in Texas, a Republican state. What are your thoughts about an Obama presidency?
Well, first off, Bill, thank you for having me on, and thanks for Russia Today to have me on. I agree with what Ralph Nader was just saying in your piece. I mean, that's spot on. Barack Obama got close to four times the political money from Wall Street and the big bank oligarchs that are looting the United States and the world right now. These are not Americans. These are offshore New World Order globalists. They want a unipolar world. They want to set up a world government run for and by the very banks that have been looting not just the United States, but Russia and many other countries. They also are pro-war. Obama has advisors that may even be more hawkish than George Bush's neocons, but he's more of a slick statesman, so he'll be able to sell it better, not the ham-fisted belligerence that we've seen from George W. Bush. So we're in a lot of trouble here. Of course, I've been opposing George Bush for almost 8 years, but only because he works for the very same institutions, the very same Anglo-American establishment based out of England and New York. And so that's what we're facing right now. Is the candidacy of Barack Obama now becoming the 44th president of the United States? And it's really a corporate PR propaganda coup. We have had about 64% voter turnout, so close to 36-37% of the country voted for Obama. That's really not a huge mandate, but compared to past elections, it's larger than some. Now, I am happy that an African-American got elected. That's a great hurdle for us and some of our history here in the United States, and that's the only silver lining here. Other than that, Barack Obama is a corporate stooge controlled by these robber barons that are looting the United States, and unfortunately, he has more of a anti-Russian stance than even George Bush has. He's advised by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who helped stage the attacks on Russian forces in 1979 to precipitate bringing them into Afghanistan. He even bragged in a book he published last year about that. And so because I love my country and I love my family and I am a total patriot to the United States, I don't like these internationalists coming in here, taking control of my country, and using it as a tool to bully other nations, especially nations that can't be bullied like Russia. It is because I am loyal to the United States that I don't want to start conflicts with these proxy states like Ukraine and Georgia with these sneak attacks they've been trying to stage against Russia. So that's another reason that we're very, very upset here in the United States, people that are rational thinkers, true conservatives that support people like Congressman Ron Paul. And so I would love to think we're having change. I would love to think everything was okay now, but we know it's not. What's going to happen is...
Alex, you just mentioned that word change.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back with the next hour of transmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.